Right. Good evening, Ajit. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Shilpa. Thank you. I hope you're doing well too.
Yes, I'm doing well too. Thank you so much. Firstly, welcome to today's coaching conversation. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your coach today. Before we proceed,
Sure.
may I seek your permission to record this session for academic purposes?
Sure, Shilpa. Please go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So, Ajit, let's take a couple of seconds. You may take some deep breath, bring in your thoughts, and focus on what you want to talk about today. And let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Sure, Shilpa. I think we can go.
Okay, great. Sorry, tell me, what do you want to talk about today?
But Shilpa, it's actually a issue that's really bothering me as a leader of a firm where I have so many senior people who sort of report into me, and while I have 30 years of experience, I've seen different personalities, and I understand people have different levels of working styles and all of that. I think I've never faced a situation like I've faced in the last sort of couple of months, because it's to do with a senior woman leader. And so I'm a little grappling with the way I would usually go about mentoring or figuring out a talent related issue. I'm just, I don't know, I sometimes feel I'm just being oversensitive, maybe, because I'm sort of being able to see two sides of the story. And I can, what's happening is that I started with a lot more empathy on saying, she's a woman leader and most of the other leaders are men that she needs to deal with. And therefore, whenever she would come to me with some of the issues she's facing, in the cross department sense, I would jump to her rescue in an indirect sense, making things easy to move things along. But as time has passed by, I'm just beginning to realize that, well, there is enough of truth on the other side of the table in terms of how she's been dealing with issues or resolving issues or with the team. So it's, as a culture, the firm has a very good culture, collaborative. We have a fantastic culture in the sense that even from a gender perspective within the asset management industry, we have the highest level of women working with us. About 37% of our people are women, compared to about 17-odd% for the typical asset management financial services industry. So it's a great safe place, very open, very collaborative. But when you have that senior leadership issue, and the issue here is, increasingly looking to me looking like also a competency issue as I'm getting deeper into it. Almost like saying that, okay, when I hired a talent for a specific purpose at a point in time, it was good for that phase. We've grown as a firm, we've become much larger, but I'm probably finding that this one leader is going a little out of depth and therefore, pushing things away, not collaborating as much, going back into a shell, but seeming to blame the environment around or other people around for the results that she's probably not getting. Now, it's been a year, it's been more than 3 months, right? This whole thing started about a year ago. And increasingly, I started hearing at offsites people who reported to her feeling that she's getting over controlling, other departments talking about not being able to collaborate with her team, or she not allowing her team to collaborate with them in a sense. I did a bit of mentoring in terms of, I in fact decided to have a coach for my senior leaders. And she's the only one who didn't keep the appointments at all, just kept delaying, 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 delaying. Most of the others have gone through the coaching, but she hasn't. I did a certification program, very basic level for sales and marketing. I got her to be part of it. She didn't attend the program as well. So to me, now at this stage, I feel, you know what? I've been supportive. I've been very helpful. I've been indirectly, helping her. And I'm now beginning to sense that, oh no, this, while, I have to just to treat everybody equally and I must take a hard decision. And I'm at that point of taking that hard decision, and sort of grappling with that sort of dilemma as to, I fired people in the past. That's part of the job. And I think I just need to do this one as well, probably. But I'm sort of hesitating for a moment, and that's really the dilemma.
Firstly, thank you so much for sharing the management that you have been doing with the senior leadership in your professional space. So I hear a couple of things. Firstly, I hear that you are currently grappling with managing one of the women senior leaders in your team. I hear that recently you have seen instances where she is being over-controlling or, not being able to collaborate with others. I also hear that you as a leader have been supporting as well as helping her. I also hear at the moment you are trying to understand how you would want to go about with this decision of hers, whether to make her, get her to stay or, how do you really move forward from here? Is that correct?
I think, Shilpa, that I've already taken that decision in the head that she can't stay, right? I've waited long enough. I've given a lot of time. I've put in a lot of effort. I've given the resources for her to sort of change. I've had also direct conversations about what I think is something that she should probably be doing to help herself and the situation around for her team. But it just doesn't seem to be, sort of, cutting any ice. So I think, it's that space where I think the decision in my head is reasonably clear. I just don't want to feel like, a bias of saying that, so easy to just, ask somebody to go. Is work suffering? I think it's not suffering because being a marketing person, a lot of things come back onto my table. So I'm helping the process. That's also not necessarily the right thing to do. My leaders need to take up whatever has been delegated to them. So I think in my head, the dilemma is really, having that conversation. Just doing it, getting there.
So I hear that you have decided what you want to do in this situation. Currently I hear that what you're really looking forward to is how do you really finally execute this decision? So tell me, Ajit, what change are we exploring in today's conversation?
What change? I think in all of my experience, I've had enough opportunities, I hired most of my team, and I've also fired wherever it has it I have required to do it. But this is in this new role here at as a CEO, as a sales head, it was really a lot more. I felt easier to take it because there's so much numbers involved, right? In a and there's direct cause and effect sort of thing of saying if something is not working for a period of time, that appraisal will almost tell it. In this kind of a situation, a department like marketing, for instance, is there's a lot of subjectivity involved in it, whether the work is good or bad, is happening or not happening. There's a lot of subjectivity there. So, my natural instinct is that I think I've given it time, enough time. I've supported it, and I think now I just need to take the hard decision. And on one side, I have this that, this is a how can you be so objective? And this is a very subjective area. It's not as if we haven't achieved what we wanted to achieve, but it's like a personality thing. So it's not, while there is a little bit of the competency thing, which I spoke about earlier, I think it's a lot more about now feeling that this is not a culture fit. And therefore, that I should make the decision and move ahead with it. And that's where the dilemma is. Should I give more time or should I, just go with the decision?
Okay. So I hear that you need to take this hard decision. You are wondering, should you give it more time or just do it right away? So is this the change that we are exploring as to how you can really go about making that conversation with her?
One is the conversation with her, Shilpa, but what I want really is I want to first settle it in my head that this is a fair decision that I'm taking because, when it comes to talent and when you work with people for a long time, you don't want to come off as being unfair in any way. Plus, this is a woman leader. And we have a culture where I think we all sort of celebrate the fact that you can make mistakes if you want to, but whatever is it in the cross-functional relationships or a subordinate senior relationship, you just need to be fair to people. And that is the unsettled question in my head. I do want to take the decision. I know it has to be taken. I'm just sort of grappling with. I want this to be a fair decision and come across as fair, not just for me, but to the organization as well.
Got it. Yep. So I hear that firstly, you don't want to be unfair, and this decision that you take, you really want this to be fair for the organization as well. I hear that you want this decision to settle in your head. Can you tell me more about, wanting to settle, wanting this decision to settle in your head?
I think Shilpa, it's just that I'm very prone to take very quick decisions when it comes to business. And when it comes to people, I'm very slow at taking decisions, whether it's a hiring decision or a firing decision, because I think that people have their contexts and, sometimes people have bad days and a bad time and then they bounce back and there's enough support around. So when I say settling in my head, it's about, I'm hearing so much. I'm hearing bits and pieces, obviously, from HR or from her own team members indirectly to HR. I'm hearing it from some other leaders. I know the quirks of those leaders as well. So I'm like saying, okay, I think I should give her a little bit of rope. But I think it's reached a point where, I'm seeing a lot of this not wanting to participate in coaching for leaders. When I've given it to everybody, she's the only one standing out saying not actually participating or giving any time. Doing a simple certification program for the entire team and she not wanting to do it or not signing up for it. When I've expressly said that, these are things that marketing will need to do because they need to understand products so much more while doing that marketing. So now I'm just that fairness decision in my head is, am I just getting angry and saying this is it? Or, am I still being fair in a way that it's if I don't take that decision, a lot more things will suffer. And so I shouldn't let that and I should move on.
Correct. Yes. I again hear that, you really want to be fair at this moment, and you want to take things slow when it comes to decisions with people. So when you say you want this decision to settle in your head, what does it really mean to you?
I should be completely confident, and I should have no regrets about it later. I know that many decisions are a leap of faith at the end of it, and that's how I usually do it. I move quickly and I don't wait for all the information to be there 100%. If I have 80% of it, then I'll take a leap of faith and take that decision. So things move. Sometimes in the case of a person, I feel that I want to tick all the boxes and make sure that this is it. I think I've given time as well. It's been a year. So while I said that I'd go slow with talent, it's been a year and I've seen it through its phases. And that's what I mean by it now,
Got it. Got it. I hear you want to be confident with your decision, as well as fair at that moment. So tell me what makes being fair so important right now?
Part of the culture, Shilpa. I think that over a long career, given I got this opportunity to lead an organization, but my previous past of that working with good senior leaders, I've grown up in that culture where it was always a fair environment for people. It wasn't just a hire and fire, or it wasn't just very always only results and not looking at the person's context or the, so, and I have imbibed that, I guess, as my leadership style as well. And therefore now being the CEO or the topmost leader of the organization, people know me and know my background. There are people from my previous firm at the place, so they appreciate the culture. Everybody understands this is how our culture of the firm operates. And therefore, I don't want to definitely change that perception about the firm or me, because ultimately parts of the culture flows from the top. And I just want and for that reason, it's meaningful right now, that's what it means to me right now.
So I think you really want to hold that culture of the organization strong, and the perception that people have of the company as well as of you as a leader.
Yes.
Awesome. So Ajit, when it comes to being fair and wanting to really take this decision and wanting to settle this decision in your head, what really is the future impact of this?
But the future impact is, as the organization is still a nascent young organization which is growing, what happens with the senior leadership has an impact, I think, at least on at least that peer group of people. All of them are the important ones that is taking the firm forward. And therefore I wouldn't, and I have a head of department of HR is a woman, head of department of my center of excellence is a woman, the head of department of risk is a woman, the head of department of technology is a woman. And we've got senior leaders in that same peer group as well, right? I just, the future impact of it is that I'm just hoping that people say that, listen, there's no bias here. I would do the same thing to a male department head as much as a female department head. It's about how the culture needs to be protected, and therefore this is the right thing for all of us as well. And that's why it's significant. I do not want people to be second guessing and, going back into a shell and not being open and transparent about how they feel and think.
Got it. I think very, very true thoughts coming out from a leader as I speak. So you really want to protect that culture that the firm has. And you do not want people to feel that there is any kind of bias in the organization. So tell me, Ajit, what is so meaningful about this exploration that we are having today?
I think almost all success that I have seen in my previous assignments and me and my team have seen in this current assignment, which was definitely a very challenging one and a successful one at the end of it. If you asked anybody in my 200 people team, what's that single factor of success that brought you guys out of a really challenging environment to where we are today? Most people will boil it down to one word: culture. And I feel I own it because I set it in many ways in terms of what we do and what we don't do and the values and all of that, right? Along with the senior team, of course, but I'm so responsible for that. And I deliberately we've set it, and I have contributed to it. So I think the meaningfulness is that I wouldn't want that to be in any way, sort of have a shadow fall on that, to say that we have been unfair or we've been biased or anything of that sort.
Got it. So I think I hear a couple of things. Firstly, you want to be fair, and when it comes to taking decisions with people, you want to be slow. Now I also hear that you feel you are responsible for protecting and maintaining that culture that's there,
Yes.
and you don't really want people to see if there's any kind of bias at all. So, with all that, what is becoming clearer to you now?
I think what's becoming clearer is that I shouldn't be procrastinating on this beyond a point. I must remove this sort of filter that, I'm dealing with a woman leader and just think of it as my leadership team, and that I would deal exactly the same way if it was, a male leader of some other department or anybody else. And I think that if I don't take that decision and execute it, that might end up becoming a problem for the culture, where there could be a good segment of the organization thinking that why are we suffering this from one leader, and why can't Ajit just take the decision? It's so evident to us and move on. Right. So I think what's getting clearer is that settle it. It's settled in the head. If I've given it time, and that's what will help me settle in the head, that I've given it enough time, I've made my effort. Now it's time to take the decision. I think that's what's becoming clearer.
Awesome. Great. So with that, I hear you don't want to procrastinate this decision any further, and you would really want to remove that gender filter that you have in your mind. So Ajit, in your perspective, what needs to really shift in your mind now to really not procrastinate this decision further?
Well, I think what needs to shift is I think I shouldn't be overthinking this beyond a point. Like I said, the more I talk about it, the more I realize how much time I've given to resolve this directly with the leader. And I would now, if I look back, it's probably over a year of working directly, recognizing the issue, discussing it, helping, mentoring, supporting, and all of that. And I think what needs to shift now is that I shouldn't be overthinking it, and the more I delay this, it can actually probably do more harm. And instead of worrying about is it fair or is it going to be perceived as a culture shift or anything of that sort, I probably need to shift into thinking that if I don't do it, there's going to be a problem in the culture anyway.
Okay. Okay, so I hear that firstly you don't want to overthink this any further. I also hear that with this delay, you feel that this could probably make more harm to than any benefit. So for you to finally go ahead and take this decision and not really procrastinate, what will really enable you to get to this stage?
Well, I think what will probably enable me is maybe that one sort of, maybe a final sort of discussion that I have with her in terms of telling her this is the decision that I want to take, and make it easy for that transition to happen as well. Because sometimes people just get stuck at a certain level, can't move to deal with the challenges of a completely different level. And I can see that, and I can see the reluctance to learn, to be coached, to move forward. And so I think that what will enable me is to have, one more direct discussion with her to tell her exactly what I'm thinking. And then, and I also think that I can't be doing that by giving her some options on it. I'm just going to tell her that that's the decision it's sort of taken. So it's a conversation. The hard conversation that has to be had has to be had.
And I also hear that you, as a leader, you have supported this woman leader. You have mentored her, and now, as a final decision, you want to do that direct discussion, that direct conversation with her. So what are you discovering now with this new, introspection that you've had?
Maybe that having this kind of conversations is always a hard one. Having it with a leader who's been part of the journey, part of the su initial success, but not really getting to the point where we want it to be for the next phase of growth. I just feel that that discussion I need to do in my head as well to not come across as or rather to come across as being very very direct about what I'm expecting, what's not getting done, and why I don't think that there can be any more time given for things to improve, right? So it's just as much as that. And I guess I'll just have to do it. I've done it in the past, not with as much with women leaders. I've done it in sales, but not at a CEO level with senior vice president level leaders. And I think and that's what's that was what keeping me back for a little bit more time, just the hesitancy. But I think it's a direct conversation to have.
And for this direct conversation to happen, what new actions would now be useful to you?
I think I think the new actions is that, while some of the conversations with relevant people are at least 2 months ago, and I've been keeping on watching the situation, getting ready to take this decision. I think I need to round up a couple of my senior people, especially from HR, and also from the business side, just to convey my decision and to see if there's a point of view that I'm missing or that I need to also consider. Maybe that's all that I need to do.
And what resources do you need to take these actions?
No resources required in that sense, Shilpa, because this is really just a conversation. And so it's a closed door conversation to have with the leader, give the leader time to think about it and to get ready for the transition in that sense. Like I said, I don't want to leave options open. I don't want to go in that direction anymore, having taken that decision. So no resources required other than just the date and time and place for the conversation.
Right. And I also hear that you would want to convey this decision to your other senior leaders as well and get their point of view.
Just the key stakeholders, not everybody. There's no need for that democracy, but the very key stakeholders, HR and business. Yes.
So who can help you here into really making that conversation with this woman leader?
My head of HR, again, a lady, but I do trust her instincts and her ability to give an advice in terms of what should be said, not said, or what can be said. So I guess I've always taken those talent decisions, not myself, but always having my head of HR in the loop because I really value the inputs that come from there. So I think that's the only person who I would probably, talk to because this is a talent-related issue.
Okay, sounds good. And is there any way I can be of any help here?
No, Shifa, thanks. I think as we keep discussing it, things become more clear. Should I procrastinate? Should I not? Have I given it enough time or I not? Should I really be overthinking about is it fair or not? And is it good for the culture or not? I think what did become clear is that the more I delay, that could harm the culture actually more than just worrying about, is it fair? Will it be perceived as being biased and all of those things. So thank you. Nothing more needed.
And how will you be accountable to these actions that you just listed?
Well, I've already, my HR head already knows about it, and she and I have already had already discussed about circling back on this decision early in the year so that we can be ready for conversations before the end of the financial year and things like that. So it's, my accountability is already fixed, and I know my head of HR is going to catch up with me on it regardless.
Okay, sounds good. And is there anything else that you would want to talk about?
No, I think this is it. I've always been proud of my hires, and I do a lot of work. Like I said, I'm very slow at hiring. So when it comes down to then asking a person that I've hired to go after having taken that decision, I sometimes feel, what did I miss? And what learning can I have out of this? But I think sometimes overthinking is not required. A lot of time has gone in working around it, mentoring, supporting it, that I am absolutely sure about. And so I don't think I need to worry beyond a point about it and just go with it. So thanks, nothing more.
Great. I think this really comes with the position of a leader when it comes to making hard and fair decisions. So with that, are you okay to close this session for today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Super. I think we can close. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Ajit. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shilpa.